Are you settling in? Are you what's your excitement level after after obviously last season being not what you wanted to be health wise? How are you feeling, and how are you doing in terms of being physically ready to go?
I'm feeling great. I've been skating since the end of June. I've been skating pretty hard, training hard in the gym, try to get back to where I was, and everything has been really good. I was in Toronto last week. I'm not clear yet for contact and stuff like that, but I've been practicing really hard with the power skating coach. I've done a lots of stuff, and I've been feeling really good on the ice, so that's very positive.
So we talked to Dave Boland, who was a Leaf last year and has since signed with Florida, and he came back after a leg laceration, but he'd missed about 5 months, a different injury than you, but he told us very frankly in the offseason, he said, of course I came back sooner than I would have liked to, or than the doctors would have liked. But that's a thing. When you came back March 18th with your new team, the Ducks, and you played a little bit in the playoffs, can you put a percentage on where you were and things you could do and things? Was it a frustrating comeback, but you just wanted to be out there?
I felt really good, actually. The first game I came back, whenever I had the surgery back in November, they told me it was going to be 4 to 6 months. So I knew, knowing me, I was going to aim for four. And I came back at 3 months and 3 weeks. And obviously the first game I felt like I couldn't play hockey anymore because the pace of the game was so fast. But the second game I got better, and by the fifth or sixth one I felt really comfortable on the ice. I was feeling 100%. There was no issue with anything. The second injury was just a fluke, just a bad accident. It's not because I came back too soon or anything like that.
Spending time in the IR, something that certainly you weren't used to from 2005 all the way through 13, you were a guy that at most missed, five, six games a season for whatever reason. When you were sitting there with the busted leg and you're 37 years old, did you question your own mortality in the sport, I guess? Or are you surprised now in retrospect that here you are with a brand new 3-year deal?
After the first injury, obviously it wasn't the best situation. I knew I was a free agent at the end of the year, so I worked really hard to come back. And whenever Dallas gave me the opportunity to go to Anaheim, I was very grateful because I knew I had a chance maybe to win the Stanley Cup and have a chance to prove everybody that I was still able to play and play at a high level. And obviously it didn't happen that way because after a month and just a little over a month and a half, then I sustained the second injury. But after the second one, I thought about maybe it was going to be my last game in the NHL. Then after that, sitting and watching playoffs hockey, I knew right away that I couldn't stop. I mean, I have a passion for the game. I love it, and that's what I like to do. And I love being on the ice. I just love to be. That's all I know. And so I knew right away that I was gonna try my hardest to come back. And obviously, I didn't have a contract. I was becoming free agent, but I said, I gotta give myself a chance. I'm gonna do everything that I can do to get back on the ice and be ready for next season. And if a team shows interest and is willing to give me another chance, then I'll be very, very grateful. And I'm just very happy that the Leafs and me were able to reach an agreement.
That's great to hear. Stefan Robidaux, our guest on Brady and Walker. Leaf Fan Fest, of course, this weekend. You can find out more at MapleLeafs.com. This team, don't need to tell you, probably gave up a ridiculous amount of shots. Some nights it was obscene how hard the goalies, Bernier and Reimer, same guys you'll play with, had to work. Has that even been discussed have you discussed that with any of the coaches, any of the players, where you look at and you say, this is the number one thing we've got to correct to give ourselves a fighting chance here, is limit the amount of chances the opposition's getting? That's probably a big reason why you're here.
Well, I mean, obviously, looking from the outside, we were in a different conference, so I've seen a few of the games the Leafs played. I know they're a very fast team, lots of skills, but like you said, they've been giving up a lot of shots. And obviously, I'm not coming in. I'm not the savior. I'm not the one who's going to solve all the problems. I want to be a piece of the puzzle. And we have a good young team with some really good young players, some good goaltending, some forward that can put the puck in the net, some really good young defensemen. And for me, I just want to come in and be myself and help the team win hockey game. Basically, that's what I want. I want to win. And I think that's the goal of the organization is to win, and that's all I want to do. I just want to help the team win, and obviously, like, if we can cut down the scoring chance against, obviously that's the best recipe for winning, and I think that's something that I haven't really spoke with the coaches about it, but
yeah.
I'm sure it's something that's going to come when training camp starts.
Stefan Robida, our guest, he will be at the Maple Leafs Fan Fest this weekend at the ACC. You say you're not being brought in as the savior, and you're right there, but there is a well-documented leadership void in this club. It's what people talk about, and you are known, among other things, as a leader. You have been for a lot of years. How difficult is that? I know it's a different Anaheim when you're kind of parachuted in, but how difficult is it, or what is your theory when you come in and to a new room and try to be that veteran guy right away? Is that an easy transition or difficult?
I think it'll be pretty easy. You know, I've spoke with some of the guys after I signed. A lot of guys reach out to me. I mean, I just want to be myself. Like, I'm going to be myself. I'm not the most vocal guy, but I think I can lead by example, and I can help younger guys. You know, I've been through a lot of stuff over my career, and I just want to be, like, who I am. And I'm a guy that shows up every day at practice, ready to go. I practice hard. I try to play as hard as I can, and I want to lead by example. That's on and off the ice. I think that's what I've been known for over my career in the NHL, and I don't want to be a different player.